Floyd Valley Healthcare is sending out a plea for help. With the rising number of COVID-19 cases in Plymouth County, the hospital is in need of additional personal protection equipment, and it is urgently accepting donations of cloth face masks, bouffants, and shoe coverings. Patterns can be found on the Floyd Valley website, which is floydvalley.org. The Lamar's Civil Service Commission will meet on Monday morning at 9 a.m. at the City Council Chambers. The three-person panel will hold an appeal hearing for former Lamar's police officer Jeremy Singer. Singer was terminated from his position from the police department after he was accused of posting negative posts on social media that were determined to be detrimental to the Lamar's police department. Morningside College in Sioux City will now become Morningside University as of June 1st of next year. President John Reinders says that Morningside has evolved over the past quarter century, and the name change reflects that.
25 years ago, Morningside was primarily an undergraduate institution with one quite small graduate program in education, very few international students, and over the course of the last 25 years or so, the college has been changing to the point where today we actually have more graduate students than we have undergraduate.
Reinders says that the change will help in attracting more students from around the country and around the world.
It's going to allow us, we're quite certain, to expand our graduate programs beyond the Midwest. And that's been a goal of ours for some time.
He further explains why the term university would be needed.
There's no question that whether you're recruiting the Asian or European markets, the term university has more clout than the term college when you're looking to recruit abroad.
Reinders says that 85 international students are enrolled at Morningside today. Students graduating next May will have the distinction of being the final graduating class from Morningside College before the institution becomes Morningside University on June 1st. In early January, returning and newly elected lawmakers will travel to Des Moines at the State Capitol building to begin a new legislative session. O.K. Henderson is the news director with Radio Iowa and whose reports can be heard frequently here on KLAM Radio. Henderson covers the state government and legislative issues and events. She says that because Republicans control both chambers and the governor's seat, lawmakers will most likely look at cutting additional taxes.
At the top of their agenda, it was made clear by Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitaker of Ankeny that tax cuts and welfare reform are at the top of his agenda. On the House side, Pat Grassley, the Speaker of the House that was just reelected by his peers into that role this past week, he also indicated that, you know, they're inclined for tax cuts, but he said basically they have a lot of new members. I believe he has said 14 new members, but they haven't actually had a conversation among all 59 of them as to what sort of tax package they would support.
Henderson says that mental health funding will also probably be a focus for legislators during the next session.
Some of your listeners may remember that early in 2020, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds proposed something that she called the Invest in Iowa Plan. It called for raising the state sales tax a penny, reducing the state income tax by 10%, and then spending more state resources on mental health services and water quality. The mental health services part is key because those costs are borne by county property taxpayers currently, and her argument is that package would also be a property tax relief package. It didn't ever clear the legislature, partially because they suspended the session in March of this past year because of the pandemic. And so we'll see how she recrafts that package. She told me a couple of weeks ago that she's looking at the numbers, and it's likely that she'll come up with something slightly different.
A Radio Iowa news reporter says that the state legislature may also address the manner in which health insurance companies will cover expenses associated with mental health consultations.
One of the things that the governor did in her disaster proclamation regarding the public health emergency Iowa faced in March was she required that insurance companies reimburse when people have consultations via FaceTime or Zoom or whatever with a counselor, with a psychiatrist, with a psychologist. And a lot of times what insurance companies require is that a person go to the provider's office and in person set up a business relationship before they will ever reimburse. And it's actually been very beneficial. I've talked to several people in the community that have been pushing for this to become a standard, not just something that happens during the emergency, but that you can establish these connections via FaceTime or Zoom and always get it covered without having to drive, you know, in some instances over an hour to someone's office to have a conversation that might actually be more comfortable for you to have if you were in your own home if you're having a mental health issue.